Good morning. My name is Monty Rowland, and I'm with Monty Design. We're going to spend a few minutes today chatting about one of the tools that we use in developing products, and it's called personalities and personas. It's very easy to use a southern colloquialism to describe to get lost in the weeds. And what that means is that if you're in a big field, sometimes you lose track of what's around you, the edges of the field, where the end of the field is, because you're surrounded by weeds, in this case, tall grass. So the same thing often applies to product development. You can imagine that you're a marketing manager or a product manager or a founder of a startup or engineer or what have you, and so you're working on this new product, and all of a sudden you have constituencies and stakeholders to satisfy. You have an employer, you have maybe if you're a startup you may have investors, but the challenge is that now you're trying to work through this onslaught of information. Now, when you develop a new product, often a lot of the information you get is not research-based as much as it is anecdotal. The anecdotal information is difficult to process a lot of times because it's a very small slice of a small segment. You've got to be very careful with that. On the other hand, you've got the politics of the situation, the expediencies of the situation. So you may be being pushed to have a product out by a certain time frame on a certain budget, so it may be difficult to do a lot of research. Or, on the other hand, you may have a lot of research and now you've got to wade through it. So one of the things that we do, and we suggest clients do this all the time, is to create some personas and personalities. And quite simply, that means building up a stable of customers, a virtual stable of customers, and imagining those folks, and then designing a product specifically for those customers. So let's say in this case we build 5 personalities and personas, and let's say we have a widget that, I don't know, does A. So then what we do is sit down and create 5 people who would be customers, but different demographics, different ages, different needs. So for widget A, let's say that one purchaser of widget A could be George. George is 65 years old. George is a Vietnam veteran. And I'm making all this up to give a context for the product. So George is a Vietnam veteran. He owns his own business, and he would use the product to do A. And that product would be used in this way by George. So you're imagining how this person would use your product, and what product would he want? So in that case, we have product A.1. And that product A.1 has a very specific set of features and functionality and benefits that works for George. It may not work for anybody on the planet but George, but that's okay. So then we create Eileen. Eileen would also be a potential customer for the widget, and Eileen is 25. She's just graduated a couple years ago from college. She has her master's in psychology, and when the product she needs is this, how would she use that? Who is she? And so we keep rolling through. And this is a case where if you're politically correct, you can pretty much invalidate the exercise. Because what you've got to do is sit down and say, how would this person use it? This person, and maybe there's a difference in the context because of race or because of religion or because of politics. We're in political season right now. You know, there may be a very difference in the way that someone who is liberal views a product versus a conservative. And so I think it's important to be willing to look at those views and try to put yourself in those shoes. And then what you do is to create a story around each customer, so that now each customer has their own product, custom designed for them. And that's a very important approach, because now you have defined your product in a very specific way, and you have tailored 5 products for 5 customers. Which then what you can do is create a matrix and lay out each product for each customer and see where the commonalities are. You may find that all 4 customers wanted feature 1, 3 customers wanted feature 2, and only 1 customer wanted feature 5. So by looking at this matrix, you may find that the majority of your potential customers would be happy with only, and these are arbitrary, I'm making it up as I'm talking, but maybe your customers only want 3 features, except for 1 customer who wants all 5. And so at that point, you can make decisions to prioritize what features, benefits, technologies, and so forth are important. And by doing this, you've now really helped define your priorities. Because it's very, very easy to want to develop the ultimate product that's the be-all, end-all. And the trap there is that it takes you too long to develop it, or the product is not is too expensive, or what have you. You can imagine all sorts of scenarios. But that is how you do personalities and personas. You hear the train in the background going through downtown Apex here. The tool of personalities and personas is very helpful. It helps you get into your customer's mind in a specific way. So many times we tend to want to generalize everything about the product. And you've got to, in some sense, because you've got to make some priority decisions about features. But at the same time, if you get too general, then you may make bad priority decisions or have a plain vanilla product that is missing the feature everybody wants because you didn't analyze it properly, or has features they don't want and it drives the price too high. But anyway, so that's my thought for the morning. I hope you have a great day. I hope that you can use those personalities and personas in your product development. And this works. It's important to note that this works for us, a Fortune 100 company, 500 company, or it works for a startup. Somebody in your basement, if you're listening to this and you're coming up with a new product and you're in your basement or your garage, this works just as well. If you have any questions about how to do this, please don't hesitate to give me a call. Monty Rowland, Monty Design, 919-481-1845 or 1-800-722-7987 or email Monty@monty.com, MONTIE@MONTIE.com. Please don't hesitate to visit our website at www.monty.com. Have a great day.